We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Wait a second.
Whoa!
Hold on a second. Wait a second. That's Jimmy Buffett going down to the Keys. I'm trying to figure out where he might have stopped.
I'm guessing he stopped.
Wasn't Key Largo. No. Dock, it wasn't right. Key Largo. What an Isla Mirada. Some other little place that sits back on the ocean. Been there. Beautiful. Private. It's a vacation every day. That must mean Jimmy Johnson joins us this morning. How's that for a lead-in, Jimmy?
Pretty good intro.
Joel, that's pretty good. Yeah, I don't know about a vacation every day, but vacation most days. I do work occasionally, you know.
Well, listen, that job you got right now, it's pretty damn good. I can tell you that. I like Jimmy. I've been watching since talking to you. I go, man, they really want Jimmy on that show. He's cut back on the travel and still getting paid doing that same show with his buddies.
I talked to him yesterday. He said, are you coming to L.A. this week? I said, no, nope, I'm going to stay at home this week. I'll see y'all next week.
Well, Jimmy, we've actually been thinking about you, and I saw you talked to some of the writers yesterday watching this from the Keys. And I know you were fairly close to Manny Diaz, and I know he's a big fan of yours. And now Mario Cristobal, another. I know you know the Cristobal family. What's your thoughts on what has taken place over the last few days?
Well, first of all, I do feel bad for Manny because I he's organized and he brought in some good players, but it just didn't happen. And that's just part of the business. In fact, I had a little message from Urban Meyer yesterday, coaching is a very difficult position and you can't turn things around overnight. But as far as Mario, I've known the Cristobal family for 30 years and, of course, coached and recruited both Mario and his brother Lewis. And so I'm excited about it. Mario is a proven winner. It's not like you bringing in a young coach that hadn't been a head coach before. He's got the experience and he's had success at the highest level. So he knows how to get it done. Plus, he's one of the top recruiters in the country. And obviously he loves University of Miami. So he's going to bring some passion and energy, to the program. And I like what the alumni are doing.
Wow.
They're putting some money into the program. And, there for years, we almost laughed about it, about how poor our facilities were compared to, our competitors. But we knew we could win because we had some great players down here. And so the attractiveness of University of Miami was that you were going to win. But teams have come down to South Florida and taken some of those great players. And, it's hurt, the program. And so we've got to keep those players here.
Jimmy, I just have to ask you that, you brought up Manny and obviously the statement he put out yesterday. It's just a crazy way to end the whole Manny Diaz era down here. I know that you knew him and you spoke to him and he came down, he spoke to you, talked to you, the whole deal. But just the way in that statement yesterday, that is an unbelievable way to end an era here for a coach.
Yeah, it's difficult. But, University of Miami was in a difficult position too because, I don't think it was 100%, that Manny was going to get fired. If Mario, had not taken the job, the job would have been open, for Manny. They had to kind of wait until things develop. Of course, Oregon was playing, another game against Utah. And so they had to wait till that game was over with. So I understand University of Miami, Yeah, I mean, there's never an easy way to do it, really, Zach. You know, there's never an easy way to make a departure or a firing. And so, you know, hey, I still had thoughts that Manny might keep the job if Mario had turned it down.
Yeah, no, I think we're all thinking that. By the way, so you hit on something really. The win and took care of everything, and the kids wanted to stay home and all that. Can it ever realistically get back to where it was? And because now we've opened a floodgate for the Nick Sabans, Helicopter Man, and Kirby Smart and the rest of these guys to come down here, Jimmy. How, and they've had great success. They're getting really good 4- and 5-star players. How do you turn it around?
Yeah, you know, I think actually, you know, bringing Mario in, I think might keep some of those players.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, the other thing too, Joe, there's two things right now that's really a problem in college athletics. You know, that's the transfer portal and the NIL as far as them making money. You know, so, you know, all that those two things have done is let the rich get richer.
Right.
You know, players want to transfer. I mean, it's sometimes it's difficult to coach some of these players because, you know, you jump on their case and you start punishing them, you know, for not going to class. And then they say, the heck with you, I'm going to go transfer somewhere else. There is a positive, you know, a lot of players around the country, they would love to come to South Florida. You know, hey, it's a beautiful place. It's a great place to go to school. So the transfer portal thing may be an advantage if you've got a proven head coach that's winning games.
Yeah.
So it can work to our advantage to keep some of those players and to get some of the great players from around the country.
Let me ask you, how would Jimmy Johnson do today with that transfer portal? What would that be a big part of your recruiting?
Yeah, there's two trains of thought there, you know. You say, well, okay, well, you know, you can't be too hard on them. You know, you've got to be a little bit soft on them because you don't want them to transfer. Well, then you get beat. You know, and so I'd rather have the guy that wants to be there, that's willing to take the discipline, that's willing to pay the dues, and, you know, really be physical with our practices and get them ready to play because, hey, if that other guy transfers, at least the guy that steps up is going to be ready to play, and he's going to be a good player. You can't be soft on him thinking, well, hey, you know, I got to be careful because he'll leave me and he'll go somewhere else. You know, you still got to be disciplined. You know, you look at the game last night with New England. You know, the guy gets it done, but, you know, everybody complains how hard he works them and how disciplined they are and, you know, how sometimes it's not a lot of fun. But he wins games,
yep.
You know, and he wins games with some players that probably couldn't, you know, play somewhere else. But they're disciplined and they don't make mistakes. And so that's the train of thought I would be in. I'd still be physical. I'd still be disciplined. I'd still be hard on them. I'd still be demanding. And if they didn't like it, they could go somewhere else and
right.
make mistakes.
Right.
But they weren't going to make mistakes for me.
Jimmy, are you surprised or shocked that Mario took this job and left an Oregon and left a program like that to come down here? I mean, I know he's got roots down here, obviously yeah. played down here, but is it shocking a little bit?
Yeah, I was on the fence as far, you know, when, you know, some of the people called and said, do you think he would come? I said, I don't know if he's using this for leverage or whatever, but I know how strong he feels about University of Miami. I know how strong his family ties are. And let me tell you what, I remember going when I was with the Dolphins playing a playoff game when we beat Seattle in the playoffs, one of my next to my last game to coach. Man, that's a long way to Seattle. I mean, Jesus.
It's a long flight, yeah.
I remember I took our little dog Buttercup and Buttercup, you know, went on the bus to the plane and didn't use a bathroom, had a 6.5-hour flight, did not use a bathroom. Man, when we got to that hotel, she couldn't wait to go to the bathroom. But that is a long way away.
Yep.
And, you know, I mean, and, you know, Mario, you know, was just, you know, I guess his mother's sick and So he was just here a few weeks ago. He realizes how far it is away from his family and away from his friends.
Yeah.
And you know, the success that Mariota had at University of Miami, man, that's a strong attraction. You got great memories and great feelings for the university. No different than the great feelings I have for University of Miami. You know, at one time I used to say that was the happiest 5 years of my life until now. You know, and so, again, you know, there's an attraction there. I mean, that's why all the former players come back. You know, right. They love the school.
I leave you with this one. I guess so. This one Zach brought up this morning, and I agree. He goes, Joe, where did all this money come from? Why is it we've never seen it with all these strong alumni and these wealthy guys? And I didn't realize that there are apparently a lot of billionaires around, either care, went to school there, or have just said, I've had enough. I want Miami to be good enough, and it's not going to be because of lack of money. I am shocked. 10-year, $80 million plus plenty of money for your assistants to be the highest paid in the ACC. Never thought I'd hear that out of the U, Jimmy.
Man, if they would have popped up their heads when I was there, I might not have gone to Dallas.
Well, Jimmy, that was going to be my final question to you. They never invited you to that back room where all those dollars were? I don't understand. Jimmy, what happened?
Beautiful.
I thought you might have a key to that room.
Right? I hear Butch going, me too, Jimmy, me too.
Hey, boy, where were they? Better late than never.
Yeah, no question. Jimmy, it's always great having you, man. And you're right. Man, Belichick, is unbelievable. Sitting there with the best damn record
he is
in AFC.
So, he's so good. I talked to him the other day. He said, hey, we're going to get it going eventually. He said, you know, you got a bunch of young kids. You just got to make sure they don't make mistakes. He is something else. He's the best, that's for sure.
He goes 40-mile-an-hour winds, 20-something degrees, no problem. We got a game plan. We're going to run the ball down their throat. Wow. Good stuff. Jimmy, thank you.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Coach. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, Jimmy Johnson joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. How about that?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.